Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
An episode of Mutual's The Crime Club, the summer series. This episode from July 24th, 1947 is entitled Serenade Macabre. And we thank you for tuning in. On this Sunday, 24th day of July, 205th day of the year, 160 days left, Brigham Young and the first members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints arrived at the Great Salt Lake. Celebrations of the event include the Pioneer Day Utah State Holiday and the Days of 47 Parade. President Martin Van Buren, President number 8, died on this date in 1862 in Kinderhook, New York. Tennessee became the first Confederate state to be readmitted to the Union on this date in 1866. Dust Bowl heat reached its peak on this date in 1935, sending temperatures to 109 degrees in Chicago and 104 in Milwaukee. At the opening of the American National Exposition in Moscow, U.S. Vice President Richard Nixon and Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev had a kitchen debate inside a mock kitchen.
Says Mr. Key, the Soviet will overtake America and then wave bye-bye. Both Khrushchev and Nixon appear to enjoy themselves. Says Khrushchev, he is a communist spokesman dealing with a capitalist lawyer.
All that I can say from the way you talk and the way you dominate the conversation, you would have made a good lawyer yourself.
But the culmination is agreement that both nations should hear the startling debate uncensored.
We have all of these reporters here. We have every word that you have said. Every word that you have said has been taken down. And I will promise you that every word that you have said here will be reported in the United States, and they will see you say it on television.
Nixon, Khrushchev, and Ed Herlihy from the Universal International Newsreel of the day. In 1969, Apollo 11 splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean, returning from the moon. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that President Nixon had to turn over White House tapes to the Watergate special prosecutor. This was in 1974. In 1983, I remember this well, George Brett, batting for the Royals, Kansas City Royals, against the New York Yankees, has a game-winning home run nullified in the pine tar incident.
Uh-oh. That's gone.
I've never seen this.
I never have either.
I don't know what they're measuring. They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well,
they
he is. Well, he's out.
Yes,
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And Damon Mack.
He is out. And having to be forcibly restrained.
The claim, too much pine tar, too far up on the bat. And as Brett was the third out of the ninth inning with the home team in the lead, the game ended with the Yankees' win. However, the Royals protested. American League President Lee McPhail upheld their protest, ordered the game be restarted from the point of Brett's home run. The game restarted on August 18th, and following the instance where the Billy Martin was the manager, and he had his pitcher throw to all three bases where there were runners on base. And because he's claiming that, well, none of these referees were at the original game, he tried to get him to call him out. Didn't work. The game did officially end, the Royals winning 5-4. Now, it was a weird story. Russell Eugene Weston burst into the Capitol building on this date in 1998, opened fire, killing two police officers. He was later ruled to be incompetent to stand trial. That's part of the reason for all the security today. Larry Silverstein signed a $3.2 billion 99-year lease on the entire World Trade Center complex 7 weeks before the September 11, 2001 attacks. In 2002, James Trappacant expelled from the House of Representatives on a vote of 420-1.
But take into consideration what you're doing. The two members who violated a 17-year-old page boy and a 17-year-old page girl, which is rape in every state, were not expelled.
And his 10-count conviction for taking bribes and kickbacks was too much to ignore. A last-minute bid to delay the vote failed. As Trappacant stalked out of the chamber, Congress voted 420-1 to expel him after 17 and a half years. Only Californian Gary Condit voted to keep him.
Audio courtesy of Youngstown TV station WKBN. Passing away on this date in history, actor Peter Sellers, actor Chad Everett, Sherman Hemsley, best remembered from The Jeffersons and Amen, Peg Lynch, whom you hear frequently as the couple next door and did so much great stuff in radio and television. For actress and singer, did a lot of voiceovers in movies, Marnie Nixon, and Regis Philbin, who passed away back in 2020. This is the birth date of Amelia Earhart, also Chief Dan George, and Congresswoman Bella Abzug. Happy number 89 to Victor Kiriakis on Days of Our Lives, John Aniston. Comedian, very funny lady, and a sweetheart, Ruth Buzzy, 86 years old today. Met her several times at the Riviera in Las Vegas. Mark Goddard, Don West from Lost in Space. Mark Goddard, 86 today. Gallagher with the Sledge-O-Matic, 76 years old today. From Airplane, Robert Hayes is 75. Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, 71. Mel Tillis's daughter, country singer Pam Tillis, is 65. Dwayne from A Different World, Kadeem Hardison, 57. From West Wing, Kristen Chenoweth is 54. From Melrose Place, Laura Layton is 54. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, 53. From CSI, Eric Simanda is 47. From Bridesmaid and Neighbors, Rose Byrne is 43. From Firefly and Serenity, Summer Glau, 41. Actress Anna Paquin, 40 years of age. From Matilda and Mrs. Doubtfire, Mara Wilson, 35. The voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch, DeVay Chase, 32. From Arrow and Flash, Emily Rickards is 31. And the daughter of Steve Irwin, Bindi Irwin, is 24. Those just a few of the people who celebrate the 24th day of July as their birthday. If this is your birthday,
hi, we're the four freshmen, and we just want to say, happy birthday to you.
From 75 years ago, July 24th, 1947, The Crime Club on this Sunday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the book. no-go extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, we go back 75 years, July 24th, 1947. The Crime Club. And would somebody answer the phone?
Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Serenade Macabre. Yes, we have that story for you. Come right over. Ah, you're here. Good. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The manuscript is on the shelf. Here it is. Serenade Macabre. It's a very exciting story of a circus in which the last performance was given by death. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It is 2 o'clock in the morning, and on the outskirts of the town where the tents have been set up and the red and gold wagons moored, the circus is asleep. A succession of shadows in the moonlight, quiet, peaceful. Except for the occasional roar of protest that comes from the throat of Sultan, the untrained lion that Victor Parnell had vowed he would break. And, except for the movements of two people, Louise Parnell and Roy Turner.
Come on, come on. There's the training tent.
Roy?
You'll never have to worry about Victor again when Sultan gets through with him tomorrow morning. What's the matter?
Nothing. I dropped the bottle of glue.
Did it break?
No.
Good. Now listen, kid. You gotta pull yourself together. We'll never get another chance.
I can't help it, Roy. I'm frightened.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
What if we should get caught? What if somebody should see us?
I tell you, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Jim Harkness, the night watchman.
He doesn't get to this point till 3 o'clock.
Well, suppose he should decide to change.
For Pete's sake, will you relax? I'm the owner of the circus. I set up the schedule for him.
Oh, I hate that beast.
He's gonna be our best friend tomorrow. Come on, we're only about 10 feet in the tent. The whole job won't take more than a couple of minutes.
You know, it's murder, Roy.
So?
The idea of having Victor ripped to pieces by a lion.
You want to get rid of him, don't you?
I could ask him again to give me a divorce. Maybe if I keep after him.
Duck into the tent.
Roy. Roy, that's...
Get in there.
That's Jim Harkness. You said he wouldn't be here until 3 o'clock. He's going to see us and he's going to tell Victor. He mustn't see us. You've got to kill him. He mustn't see us.
It's all right, kid. Hear the knock in.
Maybe he saw us. Maybe he recognized you and decided not to. Boy, let's forget about it.
Are you out of your mind?
Please. I've got a feeling it's not going to work out.
Do you want to marry me?
Oh, you know I do.
Then let's not forget about it. Give me the key to the train, kid.
The key, Louise.
There's no other way?
Not if we're going to get married, babe.
All right.
Hold the flashlight.
I took this off his key ring while he was asleep.
Good thing he was drunk tonight. Swing the light around. Ah, yeah, there's the chair. Now we get to work with the saw.
The police are going to know it's murder, Roy. No chair comes apart in a lion trainer's hand, not even when it's clawed.
One leg off. Now we go to work on leg number two.
They've got to be strong. The police will suspect me, Roy.
They'll suspect Tom Doyle.
She hasn't got a key to this cage.
She was mad enough to steal it. Victor gave him the whip this afternoon for not feeding the cats on time. This is simple, kid. Two legs and a gluing job to go, and by noon tomorrow... you hear that, babe? That's Sultan telling you that by noon tomorrow you'll be a widow. There's your wagon, Louise. I'm turning off here.
All right, Roy.
I'll bury the saw and the bottle of glue under the wagon that Tom Doyle's in. And we got nothing to worry about.
I hope you're right. I love you very much.
Yeah. I don't have to tell you how I feel about you. Good night, Louise.
Good night. Shut up.
Oh, good heavens. You're on the line,
Louise. Victor.
Who'd you expect to find? The Maharaja of the circus?
I thought you were asleep.
I was. Put the light on.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
And I feel like talking. Well, Louise, will I have to get up and put the light on, or will you do it?
I'll do it.
That's better. Now, come here.
Victor, whatever it is you want to say, can't it wait?
You never ask Roy Turner to wait, do you? Of course, he's the boss. The guy who inherited the circus and doesn't know what to do with it. So he keeps busy going after my wife.
Please.
Did he tell you tonight how beautiful you are?
I didn't see him. I heard Sultan kicking up a row, so I went down to see what's the matter. Stop it, will you? I'm telling you the truth.
Well, what's the matter, Louise? You're usually a lot calmer than this.
Well, I'm sick and tired of having you suspect every move I make.
Since when?
You can't turn your back on me without... Shut up!
Is Sultan getting on your nerves, too?
I can't stand him all day and all night. The cat never sleeps. Victor... I want you to get rid of him.
Sure.
Send him back to the jungle. Kill him. Do anything, but get rid of him.
He cost me a small fortune, Louise.
I don't care. You've got other lions.
Well, he'll be great for my new act.
You'll never break him, Victor. That's one cat that'll never take orders from you.
And I say he will.
You're wrong. You've been trying for weeks and you... Listen, Victor. Kill him tomorrow morning. The first thing tomorrow morning.
I want him for my new act, Louise.
Don't do any more work on him. Don't get into that training cage with him again.
Uh-huh. This is a new twist from you.
I've never asked you to quit breaking a cat before. But this time I know. It can't be done.
Are you afraid of what might happen to me?
He'll kill you one of these days.
That shouldn't bother you.
I don't want you to die.
Well, that calls for a celebration. And a kiss.
No, Victor.
Why not?
Please, leave me alone.
I always told you you had a beautiful mouth.
Let me go.
Let's see how it looks when it's bleeding. Now, turn out that light and go to bed. I've got a big day tomorrow with Sultan. Yeah, he doesn't seem to bother you this morning, Louise.
I'm getting used to him.
Doesn't take long when you start hoping, does it?
I warned you, if you ever hit me
Tell
again...
Tell that to Sultan. He might decide to help you. Yes, who is it?
It's me, Mr. Parnell, Jim Hartman.
What do you want?
The boss wants to know if you're going to work in that lion today.
Just a minute.
Mr. Turner sent me to ask you if you were going...
Why?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Parnell. He didn't tell me. Good morning, Mrs. Parnell.
Good morning, Jim.
And that cat was howling all night, sort of gave me the willies. He ain't like the other cats.
He will be. Tell Roy Turner I'll go to work when I'm ready.
Okay.
And tell him I don't want anybody in the training tent when I'm working.
You going to tackle that lion all alone, Mr. Parnell?
Oh, Roy can be there if he wants to. And Louise, of course.
But Mr. Turner don't know nothing about lying, sir. Why, if that big fella should get frisky...
You heard what I said, Jim. Now, go ahead and do it.
Okay. I'm only the night watchman. But if I was in that training cage with that cat, I'd want a lot of people all around with long sticks. Yes, sir. All around.
He's right, Victor.
I'm running my own show, Louise. Finish the coffee and let's get out of here.
In a minute.
Now. You can put your face on later. Roy won't mind seeing you without makeup.
I want you to stop talking about him.
Here's the gun, baby.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not loaded with real bullets, huh? Instead of blanks.
It's too bad. But maybe it won't make any difference to you.
You can take orders like the rest of them, can't you, Roy?
This is your department, Victor. If you don't want anybody around when you're working, it's okay with me. But you're a darn fool.
It's an old habit, pal. Listen to him. He thinks he's still the king. Well, we're going to show him he isn't. Aren't we, Louise?
We?
Sure. You're still my wife, aren't you?
She's not going in that cage with you, Victor.
Here's the key, baby. Open it up.
No.
All right, then. I'll open it up. I'm ready, dear. Come on.
Get out of here, Louise. I'll take care of this lunatic. Put down that whip, Victor.
Sure, right across.
Are you ready? Put it down. You're going into that cage alone.
No.
Alone, Victor. That's where you're going to stay. I got your keys.
Let me out of here, Roy. That cat will kill me.
Louise, get in the Sultan's tent and open the cage door to the tunnel.
Roy.
Go on before somebody looks in here.
Louise, don't do it. You and Roy weren't here last night. You spoiled something.
Well, he knows.
The key was not where I keep it on the ring. Let me out, will you? I was only kidding about asking you to come in here with me. I wasn't going in
there. Get out, Louise. You're wasting time.
Louise, I'll give you a divorce. You can marry Roy. I'll do anything you want. Just let me out of here.
I don't believe you, Victor. I don't believe
you. Good grief, Louise.
Victor, just you and me now.
Roy, you've got to listen.
In a couple of minutes, it'll be just you and Sultan. Grant that chair. I'm going to open the trap door.
Roy, I'll listen to reason. Don't open that trap door. I meant it about the divorce.
Grab the chair, Victor.
Close it. Give me a break. I'll never bother you and Louise
again. Better get set for company, Victor. Your friends should be here any second. Yeah, battle cry of freedom.
He's in the tunnel, and the trap door is open.
Goodbye, Victor.
The chair. Maybe I can hold him off. Maybe I can drive him back into the tunnel.
Can you keep him there?
You and Louise spoiled something in here last night. I don't know what it is, but...
Sawdust.
You saw the legs off the chair. He broke the chair. Roy! Roy! Get help! Help!
That's the whole story, Captain Williams. The chair broke in Victor's hand, and before Louise and I realized what had happened, Sultan had knocked Victor down.
Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Whoa. It was the most horrible thing I ever saw. That animal tearing at Victor as if...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Louise, but the police want the facts.
All of them, Mr. Turner. What did you and Mrs. Parnell do while the lion was working on her husband?
Well, there wasn't much we could do, Captain. Louise and I were alone in the training tent. Louise had a gun, but it was loaded with blank cartridges.
Alone, huh? I thought lion trainers never got into a cage unless there was a lot of protection around.
Well, Victor didn't like crowds.
Is that so? That's pretty unusual for a circus performer.
From 75 years ago, July 24th, 1947, The Crime Club, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The news from 75 years ago today comes up in just a few moments.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. A Texas Republican says it's up to Congress to come up with a solution to the border crisis. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Congressman Tony Gonzalez said none of the presidential administrations over the past several decades have made significant progress in solving the issue. An expert on gender-affirming health care says transgender issues are not a new thing. Dr. Marcy Bowers on CBS said transgender identities date back to biblical times, but it's become more of an issue today because people are feeling, quote, more comfortable coming out. A White House economic advisor says Bidenomics is going in the right direction. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Bernstein noted that wages are starting to outpace inflation. A record-setting opening weekend for Barbie, making $155 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Joining us on this Sunday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox and an episode of The Crime Club, Serenade Macabre. As it was originally broadcast on Thursday, July 24, 1947, in the newspapers of that Thursday, some 75 years ago, these were some of the headlines. A man with a pistol in his pocket arrested in the Capitol yesterday just after President Truman had made a precedent-shattering visit to the Senate chamber. But officers expressed confidence there was no connection between the events. Edwin F. McGinnis, Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, told reporters the man identified himself as Clifton R. H. Spires, 39, of Augusta, Georgia. He added the man had been a patient in a veterans hospital at Augusta. Spires taken into custody in a washroom one one floor below the Senate chamber by policemen who said they noticed the weapon in his hip pocket. McGinnis declared it was purely coincidental that the arrest took place only 5 minutes after Truman had delivered a brief speech, one flight up, as the ex-senator from Missouri. Must legislation to unify the Army and Navy shaped up for passage when a Senate House Conference Committee approved it last night. The action helped smooth the path for hoped-for adjournment Saturday. Three officers of the CIO Tobacco Union in North Carolina refused yesterday to tell a House committee whether they are communist, while a Wisconsin CIO strike leader was indicted on charges of falsely swearing that he was not one. Villa Turicum, the suburban Chicago Lake Forest property of the late Edith Rockefeller McCormick, once valued at $7 million, was sold at auction yesterday to John Russell, Chicago lawyer, for $46,000, subject to a $160,000 tax lien. Louis F. Boudin's ex-communist, who once edited the Daily Worker, told a jury yesterday that Gerhard Eisler marched into the paper's editorial rooms and laid down the Moscow line with brisk authority. Boudin, who renounced communism to return to the Catholic Church, testified at the passport fraud trial, which the government is seeking to prove that Eisler is the number one Soviet agent in the U.S. And they're going to give Harvey Jones in Ahoskie, North Carolina, a check for $3,200 today. Jones, the 23-year-old Negro War veteran who held the winning ticket in the Ahoskie Kiwanis Club's raffle for a $3,200 Cadillac recently, but who was denied the prize because Negroes were barred from the dance at which the drawing was held. Today, luck is finally catching up with the struggling young farmer. Club officials, eager to make amends for the incident termed by them a misunderstanding, voted yesterday to reward him with money instead of a car. Now, the change in prices, strictly according to Jones' wishes, told last week by the club, spurred by a rising tide of protests from all over the nation, had reconsidered its decision. He looked around his tiny farm in this northeastern North Carolina-Virginia border community and decided a big, shiny car would be out of place. He told Usman, "I'd just as soon have the cash if possible." And those some of today's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Thursday, July 24th, 1947, on your radio, The Crime Club, which continues in a moment on this Sunday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening.
Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Monday's Classic Radio Theater, another episode of The Adventures of Sam Spade Detective, starring Howard Duff, from 74 years ago, July 25th, 1948, the mad scientist caper. Raymond Fox, a famous but slightly insane inventor, he hires Spade to recover the secret formula for Pentron. Sam promptly winds up in a hospital for the mentally deranged. That's coming up on Monday's Classic Radio Theater, but now the conclusion of The Crime Club, 75 years ago, July 24th, 1947.
Well, he didn't like him when he was breaking a cat. You can ask anybody outside this office, all the people working for me.
I will, Mr. Turner, when I get around to them. How did you get that animal off, Mr. Parnell?
I opened the trap door of the tunnel, and Louise fired the blanks in her gun. The noise frightened something.
No real bullets?
Lions are expensive, Captain Williams.
But lion trainers aren't, huh?
Sultan was my husband's property, Captain. Victor made the rules, and I kept them.
Uh-huh. Are you feeling better now, Mrs. Parnell?
A little.
Good. I've got a couple of questions for you. Who fixed it for that lion to kill your husband?
I can't be sure, Captain, but I think it was...
Yes?
Go on, Louise. The police and I have a right to know who you suspect.
Well, I haven't any proof, but I...
Yeah?
Boy, I think it was Tom Doyle who sawed that chair and glued the legs on again.
The man who's been feeding the lion?
Yes. You remember what happened yesterday afternoon?
Well, Victor beat him up.
With his whip. And all because Tom didn't feed the cats on time.
Oh, but Louise, that's no reason for murder.
I'm not accusing him, Roy. But late last night, Victor came back to the wagon drunk. He'd gone to town after the show.
Oh, yeah. What's that got to do with Tom Doyle, Mrs. Parnell?
You see, Captain, there's only one key to the training cage, and Victor always kept it on a ring in his pocket.
Yes?
He was very superstitious about training the cats. He felt that anyone else in that cage at any time might bring bad luck.
That's right, Captain. There's a bug we couldn't shake out of his head.
Just keep going, Mrs. Parnell.
Well, when Victor came back from town, he was very drunk. But he was also very upset. He lost the keys.
He had them this morning, didn't he?
Yes. I found them last night outside the training tent.
Oh?
Victor was raving mad because he'd lost them, and I had to go out and look for them. As I got near the training tent, I saw Tom Doyle sneaking away around the tent. Then I found the keys.
Well, Louise, are you sure it was Tom Doyle?
Yes, Roy. He was carrying something under one arm.
A saw?
I couldn't tell, Captain. But I looked inside the tent. Everything was in order.
Do you think Tom Doyle swiped those keys?
Please, Captain, I'm not trying to build up a case against the man. I'm only telling you what I saw.
Come in.
Excuse me, Captain.
What is it, Ralph?
One of the boys dug up these two items, sir.
A saw and a bottle of glue.
They were buried under a wagon the three guys live in.
Which three guys, Ralph?
Joe Smith, Pete Frenzy, and Tom Doyle.
Where's Tom Doyle?
Him and the other two are in the wagon, under guard.
All right, we'll go have a talk with him.
I'd like to go with you, Captain.
Sure, come along, Mr. Turner. Do you want to join the party, too, Mrs. Parnell?
Oh, I don't think you ought to, Louise. Why don't you go to your bungalow wagon and lay down?
All right, Roy.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Turner, when I got to the scene of the murder, I found you and Mrs. Parnell in the training cage with the body of her husband.
Sure. We thought he might still be alive.
How'd you get in if Mr. Parnell had the only key?
He gave it to me. Just in case.
Well, okay. Let's go, Ralph. You can come along, Mr. Turner, if you still want to. But remember, you listen while I ask the question.
Well, Roy.
I told you there was nothing to worry about, babe.
But that Captain Williams, did he believe us?
He didn't believe Tom Doyle, kid. The perfect fall guy.
Roy.
Yeah, the Lummox had no alibi for last night, so they took him away.
Then we're in the clear?
Without breaks. Come here, Luscious.
Why not?
He gave a perfect performance for Captain Williams. How about giving one for me?
Thank heavens I don't have to convince you.
Don't kid yourself, Toots. When it comes to love, I want all the convincing you can give.
Darling. How is that?
Great. As a sample. Now.
Don't rush me, dear. It's been only 3 hours since I became a widow.
Oh, babe, you even look better.
We'll have to be very careful, Roy.
What do you mean?
No marriage until we're far away from this town.
Oh, I had that figured out too, Louise. So, that you have to have nothing to worry about with me.
What's this?
Partnership agreement. I'm giving you a 50% interest in the circus.
Roy.
Now don't crowd me yet, honey. I'm not through.
What?
You get my 50% too if I should die.
Oh, you darling. I don't need all this insurance. I wouldn't want it without you.
Here's the catch, sweetheart. I don't expect to die.
Oh, you idiot.
Now, come here. How about some more convincing?
Okay.
Come on, Louise. I'm waiting.
Not now, Roy.
What's the matter?
Listen.
What for?
That whistling. I can't stand it, Roy. Ever since last night when Jim Watkins passed the training.
Will you snap out of it?
I'm going to be sure he didn't see us.
He didn't tell Captain Williams, did he?
I just can't seem to get it out of my mind. Roy, we'll have to do something about Jim.
Wait a minute. He's been with the circus for years. I practically inherited.
Well, I don't want him around.
Okay. But believe me, kid, you're making a big fuss about... Come in. What do you want, Jim? Answer me when I talk to you.
I noticed the Sultan stopped complaining after he chewed up Victor. We ain't heard a peep out of him since.
Get out of here, Jim.
Well, that ain't a nice way to talk to a business associate, man.
Business associate?
Shut up, Louise. What do you mean, Jim?
She knows what I mean, Roy.
I'm Mr. Turner to you.
Not anymore, Roy. I'm not working for you anymore.
You're quitting?
Yeah, I'm tired of being the night watchman. For a guy like me that used to be a star tumbler, keeping tabs on a bunch of tents and animals, it ain't dignified, Roy. I'm retiring.
What's that got to do with me?
You're going to make my retirement worthwhile. You and Louise.
Jim, what do you want?
Louise, I told you to shut up.
Now, don't get mad at her, Roy. She's only trying to keep the rope off her neck. Tom Doyle ain't no killer. But I can tell the police who is.
Now, look here, Jim. If you got any bluffing to do...
I seen you and Louise in the training tent last night and heard you working with a saw.
Roy.
You don't know what you're talking about, Jim.
Maybe the cops would say different, huh?
You can't prove it, you dirty black mirror. It'll be your word against ours.
Yeah, but whose word's going to count more? I seen where you buried the saw in glue, Roy.
Why don't you tell that to police this morning?
Oh, were the police here?
What are you driving at?
I'm a night watchman. I work all night, and I'm supposed to sleep all day. I ain't seen the police yet.
Didn't they question you?
Well, I wasn't in my bunk all day. I just got back from a snooze in the park. You see what I mean?
Got us, Roy. Let's find out how much he wants.
Well, you don't have to ask me twice. $50,000.
$50,000?
I want a nice, comfortable retirement, Roy, and I want to start today. Think it over, but don't take too long.
You set up the perfect crime, didn't you? Tom Doyle is going to take the rap for us. Well, Roy, is he?
Well, for Pete's sake, will you leave me alone? You've been pounding at me for an hour. I can't think.
All I want you to tell me is, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Have you got $50,000 for Jim Watkins?
I told you.
Have you or haven't you?
Suppose I have.
Are you going to give it to him?
Do you want me to?
I don't want him to go to the police.
It's about all the cash I have, Louise. If I give
him... I don't want him to go to the police.
He'll be flat broke. Won't be able to pay salaries.
There'll be plenty of cash coming in.
But not enough to pay off, Louise. We'll be stranded.
Would you rather swing?
Maybe it'll never come to that.
Oh, don't kid yourself. If Jim goes to the police, we're through. We can't alibi ourselves out of his story. And we'll never get a chance to call him a blackmailer.
Why call him anything?
Oh, what's the matter with you? Does $50,000 mean so much to you?
Keeps us in business, Angel.
Well, it won't keep us together. Roy, darling, we want to be together, don't we?
Oh, sure.
We want to get married like other people in love.
We committed a murder to get that, Roy.
And we won't lose it, kid.
We'll never get there if we take chances now.
I wasn't thinking of taking chances, Louise.
Then you're giving the money?
No.
Roy!
I got other ideas that'll save us $50,000 and still take care of Jim Harkness.
No.
That's right.
You want Captain Williams back here?
Let him come.
Are you crazy? Another murder at this circus, Roy. While Tom Doyle's in prison, what happens to the case against him?
Nothing. What I got in mind won't be murder, officially.
Oh?
Oh, baby, you're gorgeous when your eyes sparkle.
Tell me what you've got in mind.
Come here, real close, huh? Jim's a pretty old guy.
So?
So he gets dizzy when he looks down from a height. So dizzy he falls down and gets all smashed at the bottom of a cliff.
Over by the river?
How'd you guess?
That's good, Roy. But how do we get him there?
We'll pull him with a 50,000 buck magnet.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you don't? Well, then I'll have to tell you, because, kid, you're going to set the traps.
Jim, wake up. Wake up.
Hey, what's Louise.
Where are the other men who belong in this wagon?
They're out working. I was catching some weeds.
I don't want them to find me talking to you. How soon are they coming back?
I never know. Sometimes they knock off for a swig. That can be any time. How about the money?
You'll have to wait until tonight.
Yeah?
Roy's got most of it now, but he's counting on the ticket sale to make up the difference.
I want a full 50,000, Louise.
Move, get it, you dirty blackmailer. Meet me in the park at the top of the hill.
What hill?
Haven't you ever been in this town before?
No, this is the first time. Old man Turner never played this circuit when he ran the show.
Well, there's a hill just outside of town, a public park on top. Be there at 9:00.
Why up there, Louise?
Because Roy doesn't want to be seen talking to you.
Will you be there?
Yeah.
Okay, so will I. But if you got any notions, Louise...
Don't be a fool. I'm not going to kill you. Roy and I could do that any night if we wanted to. You're a night watchman. There's nobody around and you work.
So you thought of that, huh?
Well?
It's a date, Louise. And then, goodbye.
He's on time, all right, Louise.
Give me that package.
You got everything straight?
Yes, yes. I want to open the package and I'll suggest that bench over there. He doesn't know about the cliff.
I remember, keep his back to me.
I'll remember.
And when I rush him, get out of the way. I don't want to push you over the cliff, too.
He's pretty close, Roy. Better get behind the tree.
No, no more talk.
Jim?
Yeah. Everything all set, Louise?
Yeah. Here's the package. It's got $50,000 in it.
Is it all here?
You can count it if you don't believe me.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
Open the package on that bench. It won't take you long to count it. Come on, I've got a flashlight. Well, Jim?
I'll do that when I get back to my bunk.
You can save yourself a lot of time. There's no money in that package, just a wad of newspapers.
A trap,
there's
huh?
a cliff behind you, Jim. You're going to have an accident.
Look out, you don't have one first.
He's got a gun, Roy.
I'll take it away from him. I got nothing to lose, have I, Jim?
Stay away from me, Roy. I'll kill you.
Go ahead. I'm not staying away. I'm going to throw you off the cliff.
Maybe, but you're not making me back
up. One more step, Jim.
You're a murderer anyhow, and nobody's going to punish me for killing a murderer.
Your gun's jammed. Goodbye, Jill.
Roy,
no! Roy. Wait! Help! Help your hand, Louise!
Oh, it's too bad, Louise. You had your hand on his sweater and you couldn't hold him.
Roy
shouldn't have rushed at me, Louise. He should have remembered I used to be a tumbler. Well, it's a bad break for me. I just lost $50,000.
I'm back again, Mrs. Parnell.
Come in, Captain Williams. This has been a week of tragedy, hasn't it? My husband's murder and Roy's death last night. It's surprising I've still got my sanity.
Let me see your hands.
My what?
Your hands.
I don't see what that's got to do with anything.
How did you break that fingernail?
Now, see here, Captain Williams.
I'll tell you.
got caught in Roy Turner's sweater when you pushed him off the cliff last night.
Have you gone out of your mind?
We found the part of the nail that belongs on the finger, Mrs. Parnell. And here's something else we found. Just read it without putting your fingers on it. It's the carbon copy of a partnership agreement between you and Roy Turner, and it gives you his share of the business after his death.
Roy gave this to me without my asking for it. We were going to be married.
Yeah. Well, we're not holding Tom Doyle anymore. We've got you. And the worst that can happen to you is that you'll be tried for one murder and be executed once.
And so closes tonight's story, Serenade Macabre. Stedman Coles wrote the radio script. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Raymond Edward Johnson played Roy Turner. Joan Tompkins was Louise Parnell. Cameron Prudhomme was Jim Harkness. King Calder was heard as Victor Parnell. Joe Latham was Captain Williams. And Brad Barker was the Lion Sultan. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Yes, come over a week from tonight. Good. Yes, we have the very exciting story of a man who tried to cheat life and was cheated out of it. It's called The Self-Made Corpse. In the meantime... Well, in the meantime, there is a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Yes, it's available now. Fine. And we'll look for you next week.
Program came from New York. Stay tuned now for the thrilling adventure broadcast, Johnny Madero, Pier 23, which follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
July 24th, 1947, The Crime Club on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Visit my webpage, classicradio.stream, where you can stream our shows on demand, learn more about classic radio collecting. You can also contact me there. You can buy me a copy if you like. You can also find our social media links and a number of the places where our podcasts are available. That's at classicradio.stream. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank this station. Support the advertisers. Tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station. Have a great week coming up, won't you?
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.